She loves Chanel CC, designer belt GG, house full of models GG. How many bottles plenty? How many hating many? Run it up.
Hey, you guys, welcome back to another episode of A Little Kiss and Tell. This is your girl, Moneybags, and I have my co-host here with me today.
What's up, peoples? It's Mr. Hollywood. We in the building today.
And I am. I was about to try the nickname. It ain't gonna work yet. Okay. I am Courtney LeVette. Again, we're still working on the nickname. Just, you know.
And y'all, send things in to help her out.
Yes. What's your nickname, though? Because they have cool names.
Oh, okay.
Cool name is Moneybags. Hollywood.
Hey, you like my
Courtney, hi. I'm
counselor. Hi. Oh, my God. Y'all, we got some dope guests in the building today.
Yes.
Joined by these men today. I'm going to let y'all introduce yourselves. Feel free to plug your social media handles and everything that you got going on.
All right.
Go ahead.
All right. Hey, everybody. My name is Cordier. I do have social media. I don't really use it that much, but it's Drano, Drano. That's my IG social media. I was asked on here by these nice people, so we're going to see what's going on today. Yeah.
I
want
to know why your voice is so deep over there.
Because it's
always
going to be different.
I like that one.
That's real.
That was a good, I like that. That was nice.
Okay.
Right.
All right. So my name is Tokes. On social media, it's Tokes Ogun. That's T-O-K-S-O-G-U-N, and that's everywhere. Even the .com.
Okay. The voice is for me.
Okay, I love it. Thank y'all fellas for being in the building today. Now, I got a fun game for us today.
Oh shit.
So, we're going to play Let's Have a Quickie. So, basically, I'm going to shoot some random spicy questions because y'all know I love that. Y'all way and just answer the question. Okay. Let's see. Okay, what if y'all find out y'all were pregnant right now? Like,
why
y'all were having a baby.
Say that to me right now.
wait, y'all, I want to hear from the guys first.
Ooh,
yeah.
Okay.
The guy, if somebody hits you right now that you're messing with, she said that she's pregnant.
Yeah. What you want to do?
Okay.
Yeah.
So you ready to take, be father? You can take that responsibility.
I didn't say that. You gotta ease into it.
Okay. No, that's the opener.
That's what do you want to do?
Be a nice opener.
Okay. And then figure out how to get to where I need to go.
Wait, where is it that you wanted to be?
Not here.
Ooh, because you don't have kids, right?
No.
So you don't want
you
kids
want,
at all?
You don't?
No, I didn't say I don't want kids at all.
Okay. You just wanted to be with
We're
a specific.
Not there yet.
No, okay. Not with the girl.
Not with her.
Currently.
Ooh, I hope she ain't listening to this.
I hope she is.
Why would you?
Sorry.
She's putting herself in that position. That's why. I know her enough to know that she gonna be like, that was me. I'd be mad.
I wouldn't be mad.
Yes, you would. For me, I'm actually at a place where, like, I want kids, but I don't want it to unless it's with someone I'm seriously like planning on being with. But if it was to happen right now, I'm actually at a place where it's just kind of be like, I'd be okay with it. Uh-huh. It would just kind of be like, I got what I need. I'm established. Mm-hmm. So. If that's what it is, that's what it is. But that's not where I'm making sure that doesn't happen right now.
Okay.
But I'm also at a place where that would be okay.
And how old are y'all, by the way?
I'm 38.
Okay.
Me too.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Awesome.
Yeah. Okay, we all are the same. Now,
younger than y'all.
Look, so. How old are you?
Hold on. Don't make us feel too old.
She's about 3 years behind. Don't worry.
Let me just put it out there for the people.
How old are you?
I am still 35.
Okay.
Until a week and a half.
Right there at the midpoint.
Yeah. I'm still a little.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, I mean, if men can have babies, I'd look.
So you're just going to be an uncle?
I'm going to be an uncle.
Okay.
I'm going to be an uncle. Okay. Unless I get a lesbian and then we like, hey, let's co-parent.
Would you adopt?
I'd rather have my genes.
Okay.
I got some strong genes.
Okay.
I want my son to have a big dick like me.
You if know? I found out I was pregnant right now, he get on my nerves. Looking, I'm like, if I found out I was pregnant right now, I feel like I would have to keep it because of the risk that women go through. Like as you approach, like I'm about to approach 40, and I don't have kids, but I really prefer. I'm trying to, like you said. I ain't trying to have that happen, right. So because I want to plan, I want to be very much ready, and I'm trying to get rich first. So,
but slip ups happen.
it would do. And
okay.
I
slip up, sorry, man.
Ain't no slipping up over here.
Okay.
Tighten up.
You don't make it to our age without being careful. Like, you don't. Like, for us to be in our 30s and not have kids, like, it's hard. But we made it here.
You've been responsible.
So responsible. Okay. Yeah, but if I found out I was pregnant right now, I would be really sad because my birthday is in a week and a half. But I would also be really happy because I think that's the one thing that I would be the best at in life.
Mm.
Oh. I think I would be such a good mom.
Oh, I love that. Me too.
I wouldn't be mad. I'd be like, damn, this nigga.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be mad because I think I would be a super dope mom.
Okay.
What are you waiting for, though?
Not to be dealing with a fuck nigga.
Okay.
What do you mean? I would like a good mate. Who's also a good father. Right. I don't want just a good father. Right. I want both.
Y'all hear that? No fuck niggas allowed.
Facts. Period. Mm. Okay, so next question. Okay. This is.
I'm pretty wild.
It caught off guard. Look at her face. She's like.
Okay. Where do I go?
She called for them.
All right. I'm going to go with this one. What is a hard no for you? In the bedroom.
Ooh, that's a good one.
What's a hard no?
Starting with the guess.
Anything that goes past the gooch.
Anything past the gooch.
Okay.
Yeah.
So no butt.
Okay.
There's a border right there.
Right there. It's a hard stop. After the gooch is no. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to have to go with that one too.
Okay.
Like, I'm going to have to go with that one. Because I don't, other than that, you know, I'm very, you know what I'm saying, sexually free in the bedroom. If we are having a good time, then we're gonna have a good time. But we're not. Yeah, that's it.
A hole's a hole.
No, a hole.
Not for me.
Not for me. A hole is not a hole. Y'all want to answer first before I ask the second part of this question?
Hard no for me in the bedroom. I think like the restraints. I can't, man. It's like I would want to do that, but I don't trust that y'all. I don't know. Like
you might not let me out of this.
Yeah. Like handcuffs and
stuff. Yeah,
like we really would. If we have a set word, I'm okay with like the code word. But I got because if you didn't, I would have a straight up attitude and I would go because I'm claustrophobic and shit. I don't like being tied down. Like. So if I'm going crazy and I say this code word and I don't get out, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah.
And it's going to ruin the whole thing. But, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Let me see. So I'm going to start with a question. Okay. So
the second part of that is important.
Oh, what's the second part?
Would you do it for $50,000?
Oh.
Ooh. When I feel like it has to be. Are you saying licking? Are you saying insertion? Are you saying like what are you? Yeah. What is it?
They can move
you
up on a man or a finger.
Okay, both.
Because for clarification, what I meant past that, I meant like no insertion. You know what I'm
saying? Oh, okay.
So that's what I was thinking of.
So a butt play for $50,000.
You know what I'm saying? You're asking what I. Nah.
For $50,000,
you know what?
You know,
like, booty hole? Give me that. I was about to say, probably like hard, cold cash that I'm looking at in my right here.
Hurry up. Hurry up.
No cash apps, no Apple Pays, like you know, money counter. Yeah, I can rock with that.
Right.
Rock with that.
Good time.
Would you do it for 50?
And what are we doing?
See, that's what I asked.
A little butt play. No insertion.
My heart was past the gooch.
Yeah, so no insertion past the gooch.
No insertion, but past the gooch.
Yeah, but past the gooch, like butt play.
Right by it, next to it.
What?
Right next to it.
It gotta be in.
It has to be like lick.
My border was at the gooch, so okay. Step just past it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what she said.
That's your butt. That's your butt.
Okay.
Just past it. It's the butt.
Okay.
It's like it's barely an inch between the gooch and the butt hole.
That's fair.
But the irony part is me being a gay guy. I'm like them. Like I don't touch.
You don't even like your butt.
No.
Wait. Oh. Okay.
I'm strictly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was like, well, how does?
Okay. I'll be like, yeah. I'll be like, no, sir.
Okay.
For $50,000, no. I'm like him. No inserting. You can, you know. You can you can play, but you in certain I'm gonna be in Fulton County
on Wright Street.
Wow. Wright Street. I'm gonna be right in the street because yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, but my question is the craziest place you've had sex. Okay. And of course, we got to start with the guest.
Yep. I don't know if it's considered crazy, but at what's the place called? Putt Shack.
What is that? Putt Shack, and I don't know about it.
You remember y'all was talking earlier about the bathrooms, how they go all the way down and private doors.
Putt Shack. Okay. He putted the shack.
Yeah, they're individual phones.
Okay, like individual bathrooms.
No, the difference is. She had to sneak in because it is a men's and you know women. Back. But once you get in there, you know what I'm saying, it's separate.
Oh, so you have to wait till the other person. Okay, you leave out first.
No, nah, well, it was our bathroom, like guys' bathroom. So you know what I'm saying? Okay. It's kinda like,
oh, okay. Oh, yeah, okay.
So you can hear when people are in there.
Right.
You just can't. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Okay. No one can see. Oh. Okay. And nobody really gets mad when a woman is even a man's.
Right. No, they don't.
When a man's in a woman's bathroom,
that's where that's the double standard that's not going to change.
That's so funny.
Do I even know you? We'll talk about this later.
I love it.
Tokes?
I'll say family function. Like in one of the bedrooms.
Oh, wow, yeah, was this a family reunion or what was going on?
Okay.
Wait. Well, you know, like family gets together. It might be a birthday or holidays or something.
He dipped off.
It's time for the cousin. It's time for the cousin walk, and our cousin is not
like
here. I ain't gonna lie though. My heart was racing after the fact because it's like it's all good when you're in the moment,
right?
But now having to make sure you get out of here, you're like
without being caught.
Yeah.
Oh, mine is gonna. Ooh, I'd say.
Okay.
No, y'all. I'm gonna save mine for the end. Okay.
I do not recommend this, but. I don't recommend it because unless you have like a really thick blanket on the beach, because sand just goes
everywhere. That shit got
it. Does not belong. Yeah. So if you don't have a blanket, baby, don't do it.
So you ain't have a blanket.
Oh man, we was just out there wilding, having fun. It was not fun after.
Can I pull it back? I thought I had gonorrhea because the sand got in my my hole. That shit burned, nigga.
Oh my God.
And I was like, what? And I went to the, were you at the beach? And it was sand.
You went to the doctor.
That, yeah. Nigga, when I feel any type of burn, any type of discharge, baby, I am at the doctor.
Oh my God.
And that shit, he was like, were you at the, and it was sand. So it made it burn.
Oh my God.
And I played Usher right after. Like, that shit.
Well, Usher and you both have different meanings of Let It Burn.
That shit.
Okay, like,
oh, you stupid.
Okay. No, confessions.
Y'all wild. Let me think. The wildest. You said the wildest place?
I love Usher.
Craziest, wildest?
Yeah. Craziest place. Because they took mine already. Trying to think of another one.
A plane?
Never done it on a plane. Nope. Maybe okay, on top of a car on the parking lot. Mm.
Is it?
It is.
Mm. Was the car warm?
It was
the car hot?
Ooh. Yeah. I didn't even think about that. This was 2000, maybe like 12 or something.
I want to try that.
But yeah. Ooh. I can't remember if the car was on or not.
Was it like a regular
car? In my complex at the top because people didn't park all the way up there like that.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay. Yeah.
That's dope. Sexy.
All right, y'all. Y'all ready? Okay. I mentioned this on a previous episode of our podcast, but it was the church.
Mm. Father, that's what we just did.
He's the pastor's son, and I'm not. Ooh, y'all, and I'm not
double
naming.
Double whammy.
I ain't naming names, and they're known. But you know when you get baptized in the pool when there's no water in there.
Like right now.
Did you come in there?
Well, I think in him, and then he put it back in there. So I don't know. Yeah, sorry.
I feel like we need to cut this. No. Parental advisory. I don't know. Wow.
Y'all, it was y'all. That was. I felt like
going to hell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Way not. Oh, what a way not to judge.
Y'all.
I'm sorry.
I thought you going to hell.
Y'all, it was intense.
Oh my God.
It was intense.
Was it good?
Yes. And I was like, it felt like it was a spiritual.
Oh, nah. Oh my God.
Somebody else. No. Take the mic away.
Hollywood. Y'all, transparency.
Sometimes, you know, we be too transparent.
How much I was at the church, like, oh my God, choir rehearsal, usher, like, I was in a lot of things. And so I didn't have time to be at home.
Yeah, you were. You were in a lot of things. You were very busy at that church.
I was at church a lot. And so it was like one of those things, coming of age, and it was like, fuck, I'm craving.
Ooh, I just really, I feel like you want
to say something.
I'm not going to hell with y'all today.
No. On the Lord's, but you know, the Lord, he is, you know, he's a forgiving God.
That's,
you know,
wild. This brings us to, I want to say,
we're going to abort this mission. So,
you see how they treat me? You see how my people,
I'm in my head praying. Yeah. I'm not.
And it's the Sabbath this Sunday. Lord.
Oh my God. Okay, so yeah. Next on the agenda. So we watched this movie called Atlanta 10.0. And it's funny that y'all were talking about like butt play being a hard no, right? So, on this movie on Tubi, Atlanta 10.0, this movie was great. My godmine told me to watch, and she said it was going to be good for the podcast. We watched that movie, and all I got to say is, oh my gosh. And this is based on a true story out of Atlanta. So, basically, the movie, this guy, he's going to go play basketball in broad daytime, right, at this park. And there's this other guy, light-skinned guy, you know, shooting it up or whatever. He starts talking to him like, okay, you want to play the whatever y'all call it, the horse or some shit, two-on-two, whatever. Yeah. So they get ready to play. The dude sneaks some drugs into the guy's water when he wasn't looking.
Asked him if he wanted some water after they played basketball. And guy was like, yeah, I'll take water. He opened it and drunk it. It was no label on it. It was not even sealed. You just drunk the water.
But the part with that, like, you gotta, like, you give me a random water with no seal.
Right.
And you see residue floating. I don't know. It was
a lie. I'm not
taking no water from those strangers anyway.
I don't advise y'all to watch it.
The man probably not gonna wanna watch this. So basically, the movie starts and this man is just laying on the grass in broad daylight with his booty cheeks out, pants pulled down. So he finally wakes up and he's in pain. Like, he limping. He like, what the hell am I doing in the grass?
Bleeding and limping.
And yeah, the dude had basically raped him in broad daylight
in the park,
in the grass right there. And was like, yeah. What did he call? What was the thing that he said? During the game, he said something, and he said it in his ear back.
It was something like getting his get back, or like, what was it?
It was something.
It was something about now you gonna feel that, or feel that pain, or something.
And
like
rape
that.
This man.
Yeah, it was silly.
It was something silly, like
argument. Right.
And it was so subliminal.
Yeah, it's not. But this man, oh my God, y'all. So the guy goes home to his girlfriend's, back to their house or whatever, and he's in the bathroom, and of course, it's blood and stuff, and he's starting to remember, like, this dude then took, you know, then.
But
so he's debating if he's going to report it or not,
right.
Debating if he's going to go in this police, you know, what you going to say?
The key point of it, too, this guy was molested as a young age.
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
The guy who got drugged and got
assaulted.
It happened again. So he had all of this trauma. He was what is it? He was what's the psychological word? Triggered. He was triggered, and it was so deep as a guy that has happened to me, and it triggered me a little bit. I'm like, fuck, for it to happen again.
Yeah.
And so it was just like, so it was a lot for me.
Because he didn't even admit it to his girlfriend. Yeah,
no. He didn't. She comes home, he in the bathroom, like, in pain and bleeding. And
cussing her out.
So, like, my
and then she making jokes. Sorry. And she's making jokes, like, oh, you don't want you. He wants. She wants. She's wanting to have sex, mm-hmm. and he was like, "Oh, you don't want this no more. Or what you want, dick?" Another trigger.
Right.
Not knowing not what happened.
He gets mad. He's like, "Oh, so you gonna throw that back in my face?" Because he told her about his childhood and how that happened to him.
Right.
And that's when
throwing
it back in the man's face. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's terrible.
Mm-hmm. So that led to my question of like. I know this is such a deep topic, but like if something like that happens, how as a man do you have that conversation if you are in a relationship?
Right.
Or just in general, like how do you move forward with that? I know like we had other stuff we wanted to talk about. I know this is super deep,
that's a good question.
Yeah.
I want to know like how do as a man, how do you approach that situation?
You don't.
So you just, it happened and whatever. Well,
yeah.
You feel like you got to keep it in.
Take it to the grave.
Really?
Damn.
Absolutely.
That's good. Oh,
but why are you sharing it?
Are you speaking of like as an adult? How would you
handle it? Or are you speaking of like as a child? An adult. Yeah.
I really don't see myself sharing that as an adult. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't. And this here moment right here, you know, and Lord knows, I hope it never happens, you know what I'm saying, to me prayerfully. But I don't see myself doing that, you know, to have sharing that moment, because that's a hard moment to share.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes it's already hard for us to even discuss certain topics, right. You know what I'm saying, with your significant other, because you're scared she may bring it up or throw it in your face or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
Right.
But that is something I probably, you know, definitely counseling, you know what I'm saying, to try to move past it mentally. But I can't say for sure I would be able to share that.
Yeah. And not everybody can handle hearing that.
Yeah.
And that's the hard part.
Because now it's the judgment, or?
It's the judgment. It's the, there's some things you, once you hear it, you can't unhear it.
Mm.
And what you imagine, you can't unimagine.
Mm.
So, just keep it to yourself.
Wait,
counseling sounds good.
I tell Courtney that all the time. I said, once you know, you can't unknow.
Yeah, you can.
No matter how much you want, no matter what it is.
But you would keep, hypothetically, if I was a heterosexual male, I would tell my significant other. I wouldn't keep that from her. Me, that's my. You meaning just keeping it from like just everyone, or like from her, like
everyone including her.
Damn,
because it's an unfortunate incident to happen to you. And what benefit do you get from telling everybody? Because once people see it,
that's some. Yeah, your wife.
Yeah,
I would.
You're gonna move differently too, like for that happening to you.
Not necessarily.
Because even he didn't want to have sex with his girl. He was like, I'm good. Yeah, I mean,
there's a processing period, though.
Yeah.
Right.
So you got to let someone process, and then they'll determine how they're going to move forward. Because here in this moment, I can say, hell no.
Right.
Absolutely not.
Right.
But, you know, maybe once I've processed it, once I've been able to deal with what happened in myself,
mm-hmm.
and just kind of, you know, so many questions of how did I get here? Mm-hmm. I should have done this, should have done that.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And other, like he said, it's, you tell somebody else that becomes their burden as well.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're trying to walk you through something and trying to doubly check up on you. You know how you tell your mamas or your dad something, and then now every day they're checking on you to make sure you're okay? That can get a little bit. Yeah. That is a constant reminder.
Oh, yeah.
And you're still not through it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, so.
And now they got to help you through it, but also deal with hearing what they heard, which is just like, yo, that's just wild.
Wow. Yeah.
Even though I feel like I should be there for that person, what I heard, I can't unhear it.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you want to put them through that?
Mm-hmm.
And then they're trying to see what you're doing differently. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's just be real. So now it's kind of like.
But again, you didn't choose. This happened to you. Like, you didn't choose to. I don't know. This is a discussion.
This is so good.
That's a discussion.
Yeah, I'm
because
it's
but like,
what you
because,
said, what
yeah,
you said?
Now it's like, are you questioning sexuality? Is that where you were going?
Yeah. This is different. Like this was like almost somebody coming in. Shoot you in the shoulder.
Yeah.
But this is what but it happened. Somebody end up drugging you and molest and happened because as a person being molested, I didn't get to the age. I didn't get to college until I was able to talk about my molestation within family.
Mm-hmm.
And so when with me explaining it, it was a sense of relief almost. Mm-hmm. Even versus me being gay, whatever. If I wasn't gay, whatever. Mm-hmm. It was just to let that off, keeping that in.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But me, thank God for acting, I was able to let that out, and oh my God, it opened up so many doors.
Oh, wow.
It gave me, yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely good to let it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're not, it doesn't turn into something else and you start acting weird. But
right. That part.
You do have to be mindful of the burdens you put on others. Because, yeah, once you hear something, you
can't hear it. Yeah.
And that's it's hard to hear some stuff because it changes sometimes how you see the person. And you may not even want to feel like that, but it may just hit you like that. It's just like, damn, I just look at you different from now on.
Y'all, this is the to be continued. We're gonna get to our topic right now, but this was good. We didn't expect that segment to go.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really, really good. But
jumped up on a tangent, all right?
No,
no fault. You don't want to ask.
I'm so sorry, but I mean, it was good. I'm sorry.
No, it was really good.
Yeah.
Okay, so
to the topic at hand.
Let's get to this topic. Yes. What in the sass? So we basically want to talk about masculine men versus the ones that they qualify as sassy or too emo because they're more in tune with their feelings and whatnot. I know men have feelings too, you guys. So, okay. Let's see. Let's see.
Weird question. Where'd you go?
Do y'all prefer someone that is more so very much in tune with their feelings? Meaning they act on, speak on every emotion, or someone that needs to or doesn't need to always speak on their feelings or doesn't need validation for everything, and explain why.
Yeah, Timmy.
Mm-hmm. I'll start with that.
I would rather know what you're feeling than not know what you're feeling. I think it's all in how you say it. Like, if you come to me like all the time with your feelings, like, okay, bro.
That's how I am. All right. Too much, okay? Because I know
you need a therapist. Like, I can't help.
That's so funny.
Like, but if it's like day to day, like, you know, oh, I had a rough day, or oh, you know, I got this going on in my family. Yeah, like, absolutely express it. Or I'm feeling this about our relationship, or I'm feeling this about my life in general. Yeah, but you know, but no one likes a Debbie Downer all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be a Debbie Downer.
If it's gonna be Debbie Downer, y'all, no, I can't.
Yeah, like, no, thank you. Okay. But yeah, for sure. Express your
love. Like, you got something to say.
See, what I'll say is that connecting to the conversation earlier, women sometimes they can be real finicky, where it's just like, it depends woman to woman what she's okay with hearing, how much she wants to hear your feelings. How little.
Right.
And she says she wants you to share. It's just like, I didn't mean that much. And so as a guy, you have to be a little bit more reserved in that capacity where it's just like, just because she says she wants to, you to express your feelings doesn't mean she want to hear all of it. You got to give her what she can handle.
Okay.
Because just like she said, right, that's tough. You don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but whereas men, we're more used to hearing women's complaints all the time. And it just, it comes with it. So we expect it.
Okay.
If she's complaining, we don't look at it any differently. It's just like, okay, happen to be really particular. It's what it is. It doesn't change it. But in the reverse, it does change how women perceive you. So you kind of have to be mindful of that.
I agree.
And I also think that, so, you know, especially like women, you all look at the man to be the man, you know, and the man has kind of changed over the years, but it still has the same, you know, aspect, provider, strong, you know, be your rock.
You know what I'm saying? Make sure you're taken care of, right? So here in the last, what, 7, maybe 10 years, it's been a push for everyone to seek therapy and counseling, you know? And with men, it's kind of like, you know, people are saying, yeah, you should do that. But we still kind of hold back before letting somebody know that we're in therapy or in counseling because you don't know how that's going to feel. And also, like, sharing your feelings sometimes, you know, with a bad day. Like, you, like, both of y'all just say, well, I want to bend me down, but yeah, you can tell me. But let's just say my job does suck. And I'm in a very bad position. And my day may not be good because I'm coming home from this horrible-ass job. And you're like, how was your day? It was what it was, you know. But you guys don't want to hear that. You know, but if we ask you how your day was, and you tell us every single day that your day was horrible, we're going to be there. We're going to try to make it better. We're going to tell you it's going to be fine. We're going to rub on your back, your butt, whatever we need to do.
Right.
But in my experience, you know, women, it's y'all have a point, like, you know, to what he was saying, like a point to where you kind of don't want to hear. And basically what you guys said is like, because I think, in my opinion, you guys look at the man to always be that stronghold, to be that person. And the more, and when we do open up, sometimes it's so much to where I think it does become a point, like with Corey, like, oh, don't give me that much. I don't want that.
Right.
Whereas we will let you open up all day long and be there for you and make sure that you're going to feel supported. I just don't think that that's been the role for so long to now, when you do that, you know, you look at it as weak. or you look at as a crybaby, or you know, not as strong as my granddaddy or my dad, but that was a whole different era.
Yeah. Wow.
And now I feel bad.
You don't want to say.
Come talk to me. What is my thing? What you want to tell me?
Because my thing is that I, like, if you're going to be a complainer, that's what are you doing about it?
The yes,
so like,
yes, yes,
after
yes,
after exactly, hearing about your bad job for so long, okay, let's get a new job. Like, what's the next step? That. Like,
you got to get on.
Face down, ass up, waiting for me. I'm going to show you pretty ass up.